When Miss Level asked Tiffany if she was scared of heights, it had been the wrong question. Tiffany was not afraid of heights at all. What she was afraid of was depths, of dropping a long way out of the sky. She was afraid of the ground.
"Ever flown before, dear?"
Tiffany clung to Miss Level's belt. The air was rushing past her now. It was a lot colder, and there was a sickening feeling in her stomach as the stick curved away towards the mountains.
"By the way, did Miss Tick warn you about thick woolly pants?"
Miss Tick had mentioned how a sensible witch wore at least 3 pairs to stop ice forming, but she'd forgotten.
"No." "Oh, dear. We'd better hedgehop then."
The stick dropped like a stone. Tiffany never forgot that ride, though she often tried to. They flew just above the ground, which was the blur below her feet. Every time they came to a fence or a hedge, Miss Level would cry,
"Ups-a-daisy!"
Tiffany threw up twice. After a while, they left the farmlands behind and started to fly through foothills. But the last sunlight was draining away, and soon all below was darkness. Tiffany must have dozed off, clinging to Miss Level, because she felt herself jerk awake as the broomstick stopped in mid-air. The ground was some way below, but someone had set out a ring of what turned out to be candle ends burning in old jars. Delicately, the stick settled down until it stopped just above the grass. At this point, Tiffany's legs decided to untwist, and she fell off.
"Up we get!"
Cheerfully, Miss Level picked her up. "Sorry about being sick."
"No, you did very well. Did you light these candles, Miss Level?"
"Yes."
"By magic?"
"Well, yes, it can be done by magic, but I prefer matches. Now let's get inside, it's chilly. I do hope you'll like it here."
There was that cheerfulness again. But that cheerfulness has got cracks around the edges, thought Tiffany. Something isn't right here.